There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is a report based on fact, and every fact, every cable, every email, every directive is sourced with a footnote. We believe that despite the criticism we are now facing, that the report will stand the test of time.
Senator Dianne Feinstein has had enough of people trashing the 6,000-page report, the 500 summary that people have been talking about, and she says it's torture, plain and simple. Part of the water cooler buzz still this week across America and beyond our borders. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up this hour, boy, jam-packed with some good stuff for sure. Brandon Lang to analyze what's happening in the NFL this week. Plus, Nail the Score, your chance to win bragging rights and prizes by correctly nailing the score of whatever the game of the week is. All you have to do is tell us which side you pick and what the score is going to be. You don't have to know anything at all about the NFL. You just have to pick a side, much like circling bingo numbers or lottery numbers if you participate in such things. A couple of things in Washington happening besides reaction from the CIA report that, you know, they were slammed about what happened after 9/11, some of the shocking things we talked about in our last show. And I think the shocking things were how much we paid the psychologists to consult. Millions and millions and millions and millions, too many millions to count, to advise CIA interrogators what to do. In the meantime, as I said, other things are happening in Washington, like Congress, one, getting ready to extend tax breaks. Good for you if you have horses. You get that tax break still and some other things. In the meantime, the spending bill is under threat from Nancy Pelosi, and some conservatives not happy about it at all. The House is trying to race to stop a shutdown. This has been ticking and talking for a while. The end of the week is supposed to be bye-bye, see you for the holidays, and then in comes the new Congress. But there could be some midnight oil being burned if there is not an agreement. So Democrats and conservatives kind of threw a little bit of a monkey wrench into this whole thing in the hopes of quickly passing a new budget deal. Nancy Pelosi demanded that certain provisions be stripped. She was saying she would kind of support it, but said there would have to be some things that would be met. And didn't we know that was going to happen? The provisions that she wants to have happen deal with financial regulation and campaign finance. She says they have to get them out of the omnibus package, and she said they're very concerned about them, so they might not support what's happening. Democrats are in the minority in the House, though. Speaker John Boehner needs their support to pull the $1.1 trillion spending bill over the finish line. Dozens of conservative Republicans are defecting, so they're not going to vote. They're defecting on that vote over their own concerns, including the biggest complaint that the bill doesn't try to defund the president's immigration executive actions. So not enough Republicans to push it over means you need some Democrats. The provisions may go through that Pelosi wants, but it's uncertain at this point. For example, Senator Elizabeth Warren talked about her own set of concerns. Once this goes up the flagpole in the Senate, she blasted the package and she backed Pelosi's demands to take out some of the controversial provisions. He said she wouldn't say whether she would try and hold up the bill on the Senate side if it does pass the House. You know how big this measure is? 1,603 pages is how big it is. And then it has to be scrutinized before a House vote on Thursday, so somebody is up late looking at this thing now. The aides, what do they have? The aides looking over every single clause and to make sure it's how it's supposed to be and then see what the vote is going to be. No one has time to read all those pages. Nobody. So some of the Republicans include Matt Salmon from Arizona, a Republican. He thinks over 50 lawmakers, including himself, are opposed to the bill. Boehner defended the package and stressed that they'd revisit the immigration issue next year early. Because of the threat of the government shutdown, it sets up a direct challenge to the president's unilateral actions on immigration when you've got new majorities in both chambers of Congress. That's for sure. So we know that would be one of the first things that they would pick up and absolutely deal with. And there's all kinds of trade-offs in this thing, you know, trade-offs that you should be interested in learning about, including the fact that Democrats won't, they won budget increases for the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodities Future Trading Commission. Republicans won a big cut to the IRS budget and a smaller cut to the Environmental Protection Agency. And so Dems backed the attempts to stop the regulations on greenhouse gas emissions blamed for global warming and clean water. Republicans won a concession exempting agricultural projects. So blah, blah, blah. You get it. I could go on all night as I highlighted a few of the spots that they're talking about. And one of the things is the campaign finance reform. Limiting the amounts, the limited amounts would rise from $32,000 to $324,000 for donations to finance parties, national conventions, election recounts, and headquarter buildings. That means individuals could give $648,000 in a two-year campaign cycle, with a married couple capped at almost $1.3 million in an election. So that would be changes to Dodd-Frank. Would weaken new regulations. They require banks to set up separate affiliates to deal in the more riskier forms of financial instruments, the swaps that killed us in 2008. So we're basically talking about being able to dump more money into campaigns and dumping regulations when it comes to banking. So if you peel back the onions, so to speak, in the spending bill, with Pelosi trying to block and conservatives trying to block, it might not be such a layup, and there really could be, after all is said and done, a government shutdown. Can you believe it? It certainly looked like it wasn't going to happen, and then the immigration, you know, thwarting immigration would be up for grabs too, because why not if they're going to cause a shutdown anyway? So the clock is ticking. Let's put it that way. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, as I said, Brandon Lang bringing his own unique style to the show, talking about the NFL. I've said this before, but if you've just heard me for the first time, Matthew McConaughey played him in a movie called Two for the Money with Al Pacino and Rene Russo. It is really, really, really funny. Anyway, he's up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,230.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,275.35, $637.67 for a half ounce, or $318.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,275.35, $637.67, and $318.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has no Mac heat, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites.
Well, the NFL season is dwindling down. Here we are, week 15. Guess who we have in our virtual green room? That would be Brandon Lang. You can check him out at BrandonLang.com. The guy is full of knowledge and a few other things as well. Hey, Brandon.
Langer the banger off another 150-time winner, number 7 in a row on the Arizona God Knows. That was off, of course, a fifth straight winning Saturday with Georgia Tech with the back door over Florida State. You gotta love it. You gotta love winners just as much as Kate Delaney in the thigh-high boots saying, hello.
You are hilarious.
What's up, and baby girl?
I'll tell you what, boy, I'm loving this football. We're deep into it and things are certainly taking form. There is no question about that when you look what's happening across the league. And as you said, it's been a very good season for you. There's no question about it. Is there one game that just smacks out at you that you say, man, I love this one. I'm already all over it early in the week.
No.
No.
This is the first week where it's Wednesday and I'm grinding. You know, I'm just crunching numbers and looking at trends and watching NFL replay and watching games last week and just, you know, looking at the box scores and trying to find the hidden numbers and the hidden yards and the hidden penalties and the hidden this and the hidden that. And it's just nothing's jumping out at me. It has been a great year. It's been an unbelievable year, both on the website and games I've talked about on radio. But, you know, every once in a while you get that one week where you just kind of three shots of scotch and little medical marijuana and you expect God to talk to you. Well, that's not happening.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the answer people want, and this is a big one, and this is tough. I mean, Cleveland's given up, what, a point? It's like the Browns hosting the Bengals. The Browns are 7-6, the Bengals are 8-4, but forget the straight-up record, but 43.5 points to over-under on this game.
Andy Dalton can't beat a good defense on the road. It's just that simple. And I wouldn't as far as I can throw them, you know. And so I'm impressed with this Browns defense. They look good in the first half against Andrew Luck. And let's definitely make sure we don't confuse Andrew Luck with Andy Dalton. Cleveland absolutely on Thursday night destroyed Cincinnati and Dalton's worst performance as a pro. And in the manner in which Cincinnati lost last week in the fourth quarter to Pittsburgh, I think the excitement of Johnny Football, the excitement of a new starting quarterback, I think you got to drink the Johnny Football Kool-Aid, put on your A&M or Cleveland Browns jersey, find a hot blonde that looks like his girlfriend, and pull in Johnny Football to his first NFL win.
Yeah, I think so, too. I say the same thing. I mean, everybody's salivating over that possibility. There's no doubt about it. I love the way you put it, though. The Seahawks are hosting the 49ers. The Seahawks, you hate those big numbers. Minus 10, the over-under, 38.5.
I would say this. Double-digit divisional dogs are always a winning proposition. As bad as have been, one thing about Jim Harbaugh, and this is the biggest underdog he has been since he came to the San Francisco 49ers, and I will grab San Francisco plus the points and force Seattle to blow this team out.
San Francisco plus the points. I like it. I like the reasoning behind it, too. And I know you have that rule, the Lang rule about the Cowboys, but, boy, people are just all over this Cowboy game, and they want a piece of this action. I think this is tricky. Philly giving up 3.5 points to over-under is 56 points.
I will buy the half and lay 3. I've said it once. I've said it again. It's December, and, yeah, Tony Romo got himself a win at Chicago, kind of helped his December numbers, but this still is the most losing starting quarterback in the month of December of any starting quarterback in the NFL right now. You couldn't get me to touch Tony Romo in December. I will take Philly at home to bounce back by the half, minus the 3.
All right, I like it, Philly. And, you know, the Monday night game, it's a wow. You know, give me a lifeline. The Bears are hosting the Saints. New Orleans giving up 3.
There's no way on the that game can stay under the posted total. It'll be just like Atlanta and Green Bay from Monday night combined to go over almost 80 points. There's just no way. Drew Brees is going to light up that secondary. And as we saw last week with Carolina on New Orleans and New Orleans, if Cam Newton can do that, I think Jay Cutler and that Bears offense is going to have a big night as well. I think you got to go over the posted total and leave the side alone.
Yeah, there you go. The if I roll back to Sunday, a game that people wanted me to ask you about was the Patriots hosting the Dolphins. The Pats giving up 7.5.
Here's how ridiculous the NFL is. You're the New England Patriots, and you go into Green Bay a couple of weeks ago, and you struggle offensively to put up 21 points on that Green Bay defense that I've been saying all year long is average at best. And for whatever reason, New England struggled against them. After putting up 50 on Chicago and 38 on Detroit and just blowing people out. And they go into Green Bay a couple of weeks ago and they struggled. Yet Matt Ryan and the 5-8 Atlanta Falcons can go in there and put up 36 on them like it's nothing. You explain that one to me. It's unbelievable, the NFL.
It is unbelievable, yeah.
Right now I'm still pissed off that I had New England a couple of weeks ago at Green Bay, and they didn't do I handicapped them to do what Atlanta did. It's unbelievable to me. So with that being said, divisional game in New England. Two very big games for the emotionally now back home. People think blowout. I think Miami's going to figure out a way to stay in that football game.
You think they stay? You think they'll hang in? Yeah, we've seen that.
I think they'll hang in. They're playing for their playoff life, getting seven. I think New England wins, but I don't think they cover.
Yeah. All right. And then finally, the Bills are hosting the Packers. You were just talking about the Packers. Packers giving up six. The over and under 50.5 points.
Here's the Langer the Banger, shocker of the day. The Buffalo Bills beat the Green Bay Packers outright. You heard it here first.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers, away from home this year, lost 19-7 at Detroit. They lost at Seattle. They had to scrub by to get by Miami on a trick play with 3 seconds to go, or they would have lost that football game. And they went into New Orleans and got absolutely blown out, and they struggled at Minnesota on the road as well. Away from Lambeau, I wouldn't trust this team laying 5, 5.5 to anybody. Buffalo, who played great in the fourth quarter against Denver last week, coming back for the backdoor cover, losing by 7. I think the Buffalo Bills playing for their playoff life shocked the world and win the game outright.
Wow, I love it. I love it. The Bills, all over the Bills. Awesome. And it's like you were talking about earlier. We didn't touch on this game, but how about Andrew Luck? And look where the Colts are sitting right now. And they have the Texans this week in an early Sunday game.
Yeah, it's funny. It's the first meeting, I believe the Colts were 24-0. And the Texans came back and made it a one-score game and had the ball back and were driving. And Andre Johnson caught one across the 40 and was sprinting to the 50 with about 4 minutes to go. And he got stripped and fumbled. Or they probably would have went in there and taken the lead and maybe won the game. So from a matchup standpoint, you just figure Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Andrew Luck, who do you trust with the line being 7? I think it's tight, close game. I think Fitzpatrick's interception, and that allows Indy to cover. But again, not a game I love.
Yeah. All right, check it out, BrandonLang.com. How sweet it is.
For no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, as I came to the office today and realized, of course, the mailbox is full once again. Comments all over the board about a myriad of things. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Joe, who says, Kate, what happened to Bill Cosby? He was all of a sudden infamous, and I haven't heard anything about Cosby lately. Well, I think that you haven't read enough, because you're right. When the story first broke, it was everywhere. It still is now everywhere. There's a lawsuit against him from this Tamara Green, who said she was drugged and then was assaulted by him when she was trying to help him find investors for a club in the 70s. There are other women that have talked about being drugged. That seems to be the common thing. that he allegedly drugged them and then assaulted them or raped them, and they're all different eras. We know that. But, you know, here's the thing. Three of the accusers have the problem of the statute of limitations, right? So last week, Gloria Allred held a press conference with a couple of them and made a proposal that Bill Cosby waive the statute of limitations to remove the biggest stumbling block to the sexual abuse claims. And what she said was that her proposal would be fair to Cosby because it would give him the opportunity to test the accusations, the merits of the accusations. Well, of course, there's no way they're taking that bait. He didn't take the bait. He's been silent in the past week or so. His attorney hasn't responded to a lot of the requests for comments. And we hear more stories about statutes of limitations and sexual battery claims. And I don't know. I think the suing is going to happen now because there's this push to have him have to say something, you know, to have to say something about what happened in these various cases. But, it's just absolutely crazy. And his lawyer, this Walter Phillips guy, just says, you know, he doesn't know this person or who it is, and the incident didn't happen. He just keeps denying. But, of course, that's what he's paid to do, for sure. And, you know, at this point, unless there's some kind of testimony or something, we're still going to hear salacious details, but he's not going to be put on trial because of the law, because of the statute of limitations. All right, let's move to this one. This one from the Joker, who says, you know, Kate, the whole harsh interrogation tactics, I mean, it's ridiculous. Isn't that what led us to Bin Laden? Isn't that what the whole thing was about, the intel that probably saved so many lives? And give me a break. So, no offense, but someone's stripped naked. They're kept up with sleep deprivation. Gee, they're not having pliers pulling off their fingers or being hung upside down and deciding what body parts they're losing. I know that nobody wants to compare, hey, they did this to our people if they kidnapped them and ultimately beheaded them versus what we do. But give me a break. How are they supposed to get information? I'm sorry, I didn't think it was that outrageous. I disagree, especially because I really believe that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave up some of that information based on some of the things that happened. Well, the information about the courier started trickling into the CIA. They learned in 2002 from detainees held by other countries that the courier was close to Bin Laden and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the guy who admitted he was the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. And yes, people will say he admitted to so many other things, and of course he did. So he was waterboarded 183 times, and other interrogating techniques were used on him. We already know that. That's old news. So there you go. There's another comment on the enhanced terror techniques, and this one is from Ahmad, who says, Kate, what do they expect that's going to happen, especially when we have planes that flew into buildings and there could have been even more destruction and death, and there are ways to interrogate people? We hire psychologists because it's a mind game deal. So whether we overpay them or not, that was the whole idea. Plus, as you've mentioned many, many times, legally, it was signed off on. So there's nobody that can be criminally held for this anyway. And what are they supposed to do? Have a cup of tea with the blind sheikh and hope and pray that he's going to toss them a red herring? I don't think that's happening. Yeah, I don't think so. That's the deal. I mean, this is not what we do now. So it'd be interesting if you compare to the conversations and the interrogations now compared to what they were. And I don't know, there's no CIA records of Abu Zubaydah and discussing with Abu Ahmed al-Kuwaiti, because that was another part of the thing in 2002, because they're trying to interpret, well, what does that mean, the courier, and and what were the techniques used to get all that information? And I mean, I think it's impossible to know whether they could have gotten the same information without the enhanced techniques. I mean, how do you know that? There's no ways to know that. You have agents that say, oh, that wasn't necessary. You have agents that say they didn't want to do it. They didn't like doing it, but it was necessary. So flip a coin. Who do you believe? Okay, this one is from Alec, who says, Kate, we are drowning here in California, babe. Send us a lifeline. We needed rain, but of course, we need to build an ark now. At this point, you wouldn't believe the rain that fell on the city. You should be glad you weren't visiting. Not a great day to be in good old San Francisco, certainly not on any of those cable cars. And I guess we need the rain, but it was a nasty, nasty day. Yeah, it was a nasty day. 10 inches in the hills, 4 inches in the city. Yeah, absolutely. But talk to other people in drought-stricken areas about rain. And they'll tell you they wouldn't mind a little bit of that rain. Let's put it that way. Okay, how about this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, I email you all the time, and I just have to say I really, really enjoy the show. I hope you and your family have a fabulous, wonderful Christmas and a happy, happy new year. Hey, thanks for that. Then this one gives me time to put in some more. This one from Mary M., who listens to us in Sarasota. Kate, I heard somebody say something about you coming to Sarasota. Please let us know when you come to Sarasota. We would be very excited to come out and meet you, even if it's in the wee hours. Your show is being talked about for sure here in Florida. I love the fact that you invite all opinions, whether everybody else likes it or not. It's no fun being one-sided, and it's no fun hearing constantly one side. So good for you for throwing out the welcome mat. Well, I kind of agree with you. Let's look at all. I do agree with you. Let's look at all sides of, you know, of whatever it is to get to the bottom of the disagreements and figuring out how we can bridge the gap. Of course, that's not the way we roll anymore in Washington. There's very little of that happening. There's much more disagreement and turf wars and nobody staying in Washington, flying in and flying out for 3 or 4 days. And I don't know, maybe that's part of the problem. That nobody has those, I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of those deep relationships that are formed, tougher to form them when you don't have a lot of people around that hang there with their families for the weekend or stumble over from a Friday to a, you know, to a Saturday. This one from, let's see, it sounds Pike. I guess Pike, the name is Pike. And Pike says, Kate, I know you like the whole earthquake thing. You've talked about Mother Nature and how wicked she can be. Did you know there was an earthquake off of Taiwan? Yes. You know, they get a lot of earthquakes there. But 6.1, and it was off of the island, happened at about 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And you know, they always talk about how the depth of it. The depth was 158 miles below the seabed. So think of that in your mind. Okay, the sea, and then underneath it, that much more. So the impact would be lessened, and I guess that's the good news. The epicenter was 66 miles, by the way, northeast of the capital, which is Taipei. And it's, I'll tell you, if you've never been in an earthquake or even just a mini quake or aftershock, it is a really crazy sensation. It's sort of like if it's not heavy, of course, if it was 7 or whatever, things would be flying all over. But it's kind of a rolling feeling. It is. It's a weird roll, and things. It's sort of like slow motion. As I lived in California, in Central Coast of California, and felt an earthquake, and the Californians knew. They kind of got down, and it wasn't a big deal. But it was a rolling. You could feel it sort of roll across the newsroom. coming up, we can nail the score. We'll see if any of you can nail the score. So light them up, 855-266-5283. Nail the score next on America Tonight.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, time for Nail the Score. Let the computer roll. I know, it's a one-man show up there in the Giant Plus Studios in Minneapolis. It is, and I know I had to give you a little bit of time there to dig out that computer. Booyah! In honor of Stuart Scott, ESPN, battling cancer, my man. Sure as the eye can see, and my eyes can see all the way to the East Coast. Guess what the game of the week is? That would be Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Oh, me oh my oh. That is a Sunday night game. A Sunday night game. And it's for all the marbles in the NFC East. Last time out, Thanksgiving Day, the Philadelphia Eagles throttled the Cowboys. They were mortified at their performance. And I'll tell you, last week, the Eagles didn't look so hot, and I think the Eagles have something to prove. But, of course, they don't have Nick Foles as a quarterback, and Mark Sanchez, what do you get? Sometimes it's like lifesavers. Sometimes you get the great flavors, and then sometimes you get the end of the roll, and they're yucky. So I would say that it's very tough for me to go against my hometown and not pick them for sentimental reasons. And looking at this practically, I know that everyone in the world thinks the Cowboys are going to come back with a vengeance. And half of my family's, you know, Texans and half are Philadelphians. So it's always very interesting for me. The Eagles 9-4, the Cowboys 9-4. Philadelphia has given up 3.5. So the lines makers are giving Philly a little of that hometown cred. But I think this is going to be a barn burner. I really do. And I'm going to say that the Eagles win this. And I think the final score is going to be 38-34, Philadelphia. 38-34. How about the rest of you? What do you say? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And, of course, Nathan, our sports guru, last week he almost nailed the score. So, Nathan, are you picking Philly or are you picking Dallas?
I'm going with Philly. I'm going to go 24-17, Philly.
24-17, Philly. So you're thinking lots of defense, and that could be. All right. The Nathan has spoken, and he says Philly it is, 24-17. What do you say, America? Bounce up to those phones and have a guess. 855-266-5283. It's a tough one. Man, our man down under, Jack Alexander. He's going with Philly, too. I think he's just trying to sidle up to me. 21-14, Philly. All right, so that's three Philadelphias. Oh, that makes me nervous. That means we're probably going to see a Cowboy win. So let's go to Dale and see if he can shed some light on this old game. Hey, Dale.
Well, I'm going probably 28-21 Dallas.
28-21 Dallas.
In the
Fine
computer.
Guess?
Yeah, I have so much faith in the computer. I don't know. Did Mr. Cade hit Nathan in the butt with the dartboard or what?
Yeah, how could we not have that game, huh? We didn't want any other game on the board. This is the big one.
This is the biggie wiggy right here.
It is the biggie wiggy. Oh, it's going to be crazy. Oh, my, oh, my. I can't wait. I'm so glad you called, Dale. Thank you. All right, what do you say, peeps? We got some Dallas, we got some Philly, and you can email me, too, until the top of the hour. And the top of the hour, of course, you go to americatonight.net, as long as it's before the top of the hour, and you just tell me who you think's going to win, Dallas or Philadelphia. And what do you believe the final score will be? What do you think the final score is going to be? Let's go to Grimm. Grimm, give us the Grimm details.
35 Eagles, 36 Dallas.
Wow, 36-35, that would be an awesome game, I have to say.
Well, this is the third time you picked them, and I've been pretty close on the wins between Philly and Dallas.
You have been.
But I can nail the score.
Maybe you'll nail the score. I love it. I mean, I do. I love the nail the score thing, and I love the Dallas Philly game this time around because we actually have two teams that have 9 wins that are really going head-to-head for an NFC East title. Thanks, Grimm. So there's something to talk about here. I mean, there's, you know, it's not one team's doing lousy, the other team's doing okay, or one team's doing just really super well. I mean, this is it. It comes down to this, and we haven't really had this in a while, so I'm excited. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I promise I'll go through the emails, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If you just tuned in and you're saying, why are you not talking about nailing the politicians? We're nailing the score. Is it Philly? Is it Dallas? What is the final score? Dan in Texas, what do you think?
Hello?
Hello.
I think I'm going with the Eagles. I think it'll be 31-27 Eagles.
Wow, 31-27 Eagles. Dan in Texas. How about that? You don't tell your neighbors that you're rooting against the Cowboys, do you?
Hell yes. I could wait there, but you forget.
I love that.
You forget I'm battered. You play my song all the time, Bad to the Bone.
I know. They know it. They know it. They know Dan is, you know, you can't knock him off his game. So for sure, Dan in Texas, you got it. You got it, brother Dan. 31-27 Eagles. Wow, 31-27 Eagles. By the way, Roger Goodell comes up with a conduct policy that the owners sign off on. There's going to be a committee that's going to deal with it, and it's pretty interesting because, you know, there was a black eye, pardon the pun, on the NFL with what happened in domestic violence cases where it just broke open all these scandals over the summer. So here's what Roger Goodell had to say earlier in the day.
The most important thing to us is deter violent acts and to respect the rights of the victims and the survivors.
Of course, after the fact, it was rough for him, if you remember. There were a lot of people that thought Goodell was on shaky turf. But you know what? Here's the thing. If the owners were supporting Roger Goodell, which they are, then it wasn't as shaky as you would think. Here's what Ryan Smith had to say about the NFL from a football player's point of view, what he had to say about the player's point of view with this.
The commissioner himself will be taken out of initial disciplinary proceedings except to hear appeals. But players are already balking. Seattle Seahawks star Richard Sherman saying, "I think the way the NFL is making things up as they go along is poor management, and the players won't stand for it."
Yeah, there you go. Poor management, and the players are upset. Yeah, and what was poor about it is just that they didn't tell them. So they didn't inform them. They didn't say, "Hey, by the way, so you know, this is what we're doing." They just went ahead, made the big announcement, had the committee ready and everything, and left the players' union out of it. Whoops. We forgot to tell you. Eagles, Dallas, what say you? 855-266-5283. Got a ton of email. If I don't read your guess on the air, don't panic. I promise you I will get to it. This one from Dick, who says, Kate, it's really a tough game to decide. There are a lot of interesting factors here. You said it before. Will LeSean McCoy be able to run the ball? What happens with Mark Sanchez for Philly? How about Tony Romo and all the weapons he has and a great offensive line? Absolutely. He's got a great offensive line that wasn't so great in that last game, but I think they'll bounce back in this one. So anyway, the final score there is 47. Wow, 47. 47-38. 47-38. You never, ever know. We've had some high-scoring games, that's for sure. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.